Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in USA. I am Gibbs Dube.
This is Live. Here on Live Talk, we are broadcasting from home. I'm in Washington, D.C. due to the coronavirus. We are actually pre-recording this program. So we'd just like to welcome you to the program, and we are going to be speaking about the coronavirus pandemic and what's happening worldwide. In Zimbabwe currently, we have 36 positive cases, we have 4 deaths, and 9 recoveries. What's happening on the international side, Gibbs?
Now, globally, there are over 4,123,376 cases. And out of these cases, there are 283,055. So out of these, we know that, there are some people that have actually recovered. So we see that there's a lot that is going on. And then in USA, there are roughly about 1,329,799 cases. Out of these, 79,000 people, 528 have actually died. So now, as Marvelous is saying, in Zimbabwe, there are 36 cases, 9 recoveries, and then we know that there are 4 deaths. So it seems as if there's a lot that is actually happening worldwide. And we see that many people are actually saying, you know, the situation is really bad in some countries. So in London, for example, there are roughly about 223,000 cases of COVID-19. And then out of these, roughly about 32,000 people have actually died. And then it's more than 32,000 deaths. And then out of these, Marvelous, we know that 57 Zimbabweans have died in UK. So according to some Zimbabwe community organizations, this may not be a true reflection of what is happening, because only a few people report these cases to these Zimbabwe community organizations. So the situation is really very, very dire. And we see that there are some people who are moving from South Africa to Zimbabwe because they are saying the situation is really bad. So, okay, Zuluandaba siyaqhubeka namhlanje ngohlelo lo Live Talk. Lolu hlelo siyalu pre-recorda. Mina ngilapha eMaryland, uMavelase ukhona ngale eWashington DC. Lathi sivalelwe phela khonapha, kulobuzima simile ukuthi singeke saphuma. Kuphinda njalo masikhangele Zimbabwe khona ngale. Kulabanye abathi ama mask lawa agqokwayo ngazani ala kubathela umkhuhlane. Kodwa uDokotela bathi hajhi. Aso qiniso lelo kuzoba khona futhi labanye abathi phela bevalelwe benje ukhanya ngazani impahla iyadula kunye okumangalisayo esitolo, so bayakhala. Bese kuba lolu daba mavela sohluphayo, kulabo mama bayi 2 abachaya amapolisa kuvi kobulawayo. Sethemba lokuthi okwamanje singegqoda khonapha limile ukuthi lizwe ngodaba lolu, kodwa uzangena khonapha ukukhulumeke sizwe ukuthi ungathini Marvelous.
Aiwa, kune avo vachango va kupinda muchirongwa tinochingamidza ine mufaro. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, ndiri kuno kuWashington DC, uko pari zvino tiri kutetsenyura tiri kuumba pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus. Asi kutaura kwatanga tamboita, pari zvino munyika pane vanhu 36 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere checoronavirus, uyezve vamwe vana 4 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi pane nhau dzakanakawo chaizvo dziri kubuda kuti pane vanhu 9 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi asi vakazowanikwa vachichikunda. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kubuda pasi rose pari zvino. Pasi rose pane vanhu 4.1 million vabatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus ndipo pasi rose, uyezve pane vanhu 282,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Imo muno muAmerica matii mune vanhu 1.329 vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus, uyezve tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakadai seNew York uko kunogara zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakati wandei, kune zvimwewo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanikwa zvichibatwa nechirwere ichi, vamwe vachitozoshaya asi vamwe vachikunda. Pane vanhu 79,000 imo muno muAmerica vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vachishaya. Aya tiri kupai mafigures aya asi anogona kunge achichinja nguva nenguva, nekuti zviri kuitika ndezvekuti chirwere ichi chiri kutora vanhu nguva nenguva. Saka tinogona kunge tataura iye zvinezvi, asi nekuti programu yedu iyi i-pre-recorded program, munogona kuzoti panguva yamunotiona mafigures anenge achinja. Saka nhasi tange tiri kukurukura pamusoro zviri kuitika pasi rose panyaya yechirwere ichi checoronavirus. Tinoona kuti chirwere ichi chanyanya uraya vanhu vakawanda vanoshanda mumabasa ekuita vakoti nezvimwewo kuUK. sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita gifts kuti kuUnited Kingdom vari kutivo kune vanhu 57 vanoshanda mumabasa iwaya savana mukoti kana vanoshanda vachishanda muzvipatara nezvimwewo zvakawanda wanda vari kuwanikwa vachishaya asi pari zvino hatisi kunyatsozoti tigai ndiyo chaiyo here nekuti vamwe vanogona kunge vabatwa nechirwere ichi asi vasina kuzoenda kunotaura kune mamwe magroup aya atingati masocial groups anobatanidza zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika takaona zvakare Gibbs nezuro mutungamiri wenyika iyoyi yebritain vaboris johnson vachitaura ivo nyaya yekuti vanhu vachitadzokera here kumabasa kana kuti kwete asi vazhinji pano padandemutande reintaneti vaingotaura kuti spichi yavaboris johnson yaita kunge yava mugambe kana kuti kuno people were saying that you know they were comparing the United Kingdom's president's speech yesterday to that one. Do you remember the one President Robert, the former president Robert Mugabe gave when he just said Asante Sana Iweneni Tinebasa? There are a lot of questions still hanging, but I'm not sure if there's an update as to the situation in the UK right now. Maybe if you have a guest from the UK, they can update us. But when I was checking out on social media, everybody was literally just saying, this is an Asante Sana address that they got yesterday.
Now, looking at what is happening, Marvelous, we see that, you know, Boris Johnson had to actually make another announcement saying that they are yet to make some more decisions on this issue. Right now, we've got a guest who is based in, who is in Bulawayo, and this is human rights lawyer, Ngobane Sithole. Ngobane is representing two women who were allegedly beaten by the police about a week or so ago. And the women were really brutalized, you know, in terms of when you see their injuries. So the police spokesperson, Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati, recently said that, you know, these police actually broke the law, according to how he put it. So he said, you know, it's not allowed to actually beat up people, you know, in public whenever they are seeking some kind of, you know, food in shops and other places. So now, then he went on to say the two policemen said to have beaten up these women were actually detained overnight and repeatedly beaten up, you know, are going to appear before a police a kind of tribunal where they'll be charged under the Police Act. So now we are happy that we've got one of the lawyers representing these two women, and this is human rights lawyer Ngobane Sithole. Mr. Sithole, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so can you come closer to your phone so that...
Yes.
So now, can you tell us what is going on in terms of this case, Mr. Ngobane Sithole?
Thank you very much. Look, I think the critical thing is that it is common cause that two women were assaulted by members of the force. And the unfortunate part of it is that the people who assaulted these women have not been identified as of date, and until this minute, we don't know who assaulted them. There was an attempt this morning by the police to have these women brought to police station in Luveve so that an identification parade is carried out. But like what has happened on Saturday, we still resisted that. It is simple because there is a senior police officer who is involved in this matter from the instructions that we got from the two women.
Mm-hmm.
That senior officer is still being, you know, given some bit of protection in our view. So we have engaged the police hierarchy. We spoke to Chief Superintendent Dizeki this morning when she was suggesting that in the meantime, why can't we have those that are available presented to these women for an identification parade. Mm-hmm. We strongly believe that will affect the manner in which these investigations should proceed. We strongly believe what we are seeking the police to do is elementary. The critical thing which is the basis, is that all those that were involved on that particular date should be investigated, regardless of rank.
And when we look at the case itself, Are they facing charges of assault or some other charge?
Yes, they are facing the two counts. The first one being of assault, mm-hmm. and then the second one being malicious damage to property. And we are a little bit skeptical about the second count, but let the investigations unfold. We'll take it up from there. But as we speak right now, a docket was opened. Six officers were picked up for whatever reason, and we were told those were the accused persons. And we said, no, we know not about them up until our clients have managed to identify them.
And do you think that the clients are going to identify them? They know them, right?
They are very positive. They know the people who assaulted them. They know the other police officers who were present when they were being assaulted, and they took no part. No, did they try to arrest the other officers that were in active commission of the offense?
Uh-huh.
In this offense, we are looking at two aspects, the active part and the act of omission. So they are aware of who played which role, and they'll be able to identify it.
Yes, do we have a question, Marvelous, for Mr. Stroller?
Yes, during this lockdown, we're seeing that, some of these incidences, at least now we have a lawyer that's representing some of the accused, but we've had a lot of people in different places, saying that they've been facing police brutality with no action being taken. So at the moment, you're saying that, you've taken up the case. So what do you think is going to happen to the accused if they are found?
So there's the question, what do you think is going to happen to the accused, at the end of the day?
Look, we are closely monitoring this matter, and we are very positive. I'm very confident that the police is going to take a very positive role in this investigation, because we are looking at this matter very closely. We intend to assist. Look, at the end of the day, it's a question of assisting each other so that there is justice at the end of the day. And I am very positive. From the meeting that we had with Chief Superintendent Biseki, we have agreed this is how this matter is going to be handled. We are not saying that all those that needs to be investigated committed offenses, but we are saying, look, it is going to give us a fatal ground to see who played what role and whether that role should be sanctioned or not. So I am very positive. We are going to be assisting the police as we go.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm very positive. I'm very positive. Icala liyangaphi babasithole ngamafutshane sibili
ngendlela engibona ngayo ngibona impumela izabahle ngoba ngendlela esikukhangelele ngayo sibona ungani wonke umuntu sekubonile ukuthi hayi kufuze kwenze ngendlela enje sike saba lo mhlangano lo Chief Superintendent Biseki namhlanje ekuseni savumelana ukuthi hayi bonke laba abathintekayo kabafewe kuhlolisisa ukuthi badlala isibanga siphi so that babe clear if need be labo abathintekayo bangene enkantolo labo bathole ukuzivikela.
Ye isona siyavuka yini uphe ukuthi cha nje ngamafutshane ungasizama
ngasizama
ye buza ye qhubeka baba
ndofunga sebaonero wangu mapurisa achaita basa sema nemazvo sezo vachiri kuona kuti nyaya yacho munhu wese akaitarisira ende ivowo kuti varatidza kuti vari kuda kuti inyatsoferefetwa nenzira yakadzama.
Aisavakuri vabve konapo baba Stole ungaika chana. So Marvelous, we also have some people that are very, very worried. Some of them are in South Africa, some in Botswana, some in different parts of the world. So there's one gentleman who actually sent us a video from Botswana. He says he's worried about the police action. So let's listen to what he said about this issue, because it seems like he's a person who's very much concerned. Hear what
he's saying. Ngilesikhalazo lesicelo sokuthi abantu abangumama bengahlukuluzwa. Hayi, ukuthi laba sokuthi abantu bangumama sebetshawa kuphela ukuthi ngoba ukwazi ukukhuluma isiyona. Hayi. Umuntu ongumama akahlukuluzwe empilweni. Sesikhuluma iqiniso labantu basithwala 9 months. Yibo abantu abasigcinela impilo zethu laba. Hayi. lava vantu bangakwenzi le into abafuna kuyenza le Zimbabwe le hayi hayi siyacela sibili siyacela siyacela malo kungenzakale asi icorona le kazange idalwe ngomunye umuntu yadalwa ngusathane eyongenelayo nje asozuthi abantu sebengatshayelwa.
So now this gentleman, Marvelous, is saying that, you know, it's really crude to actually beat up women like this. He says, remember, women are very, very important people. And when you look at their role in society, one thing for sure, they are the ones who are bearing children. Mm-hmm. And if you have got a child who ends up then beating up women, then you've got a problem. So then he goes further and says, you know what? It seems as if there are some tribal inclinations towards this issue, because the accusations too that there were the police persons were actually shouting obscenities at these women, saying, you develop women think you are important, you know, all those kind of things. So he's saying, no, that's a no-go area. So we'll go ahead there.
And this also happened on Mother's Day, so that's not a very good thing from what you're saying over there. Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai apo atanga tiri kunzwa isu negweta rakamirira mamwe madzimai ekubulawayo vakawanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa pakupera kwevhiki rinoi nezuro. Uyezve tanzwa kune vamwe mukoma vari kuBotswana vachitaurawo mafungiro avo pamusoro pezvakaitwa nemapurisa vari kufungidzirwa ivo kunzi vakashungurudza madzimai ava. Saka ndozvatiri kukurukura ipo pano panguva iyo yecoronavirus kuti pane vazhinji vari kuchema-chema vachiti mapurisa pari zvino kune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudza vanhu panyaya iyo yekuti munhu akapfeka mamasiki here kana kuti kwete. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo.
So now, Mr. Stoli, what should people do, you know, under such circumstances? If you go out, you're beaten. What are the rules and regulations? I think Mr. Stoli can still hear me. What are the rules and regulations of this coronavirus lockdown? What should people do? Mr. Stoli, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, so what are people expected to do? Can you go to the shops and buy what you want? What should you do, you know, as a Zimbabwean? Do you have to seek permission from somebody?
Look, I think I'll answer that question in the context of the matter at hand. The two women have not been arrested for a contravention of the lockdown provisions, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
The charge that they were then arrested for was that they behaved in a manner that is going to affect the peace and security of the country, so to speak. So it had nothing to do with the violation of the lockdown rules and regulations. So it's just something that is foreign, and surely it cannot stand, because that which the police are complaining of is not what they have alleged. And it becomes a little bit problematic in the sense that that is not what they did. Hence, we are working on the issue of having their fines set aside. If they still believe they've got a case, well, they take them to court and we defend them.
And you think you can win in court, right?
Yeah, definitely. We think we've got a good case.
Mm-hmm. So, but in terms of fairness, police are known for, you know, ducking and diving and all these kind of things. But Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyat is saying they'll do their best to make sure that this case is done in a very transparent manner. But is there any transparency that you are looking ahead to here?
Well, I'm tempted to agree with him, because, like I'm saying, the meeting that we had with the senior officer today was promising, hopefully. We are going to move on the same direction. I believe we're on the same wavelength. At the end of the day, they'll all be justice.
Okay, Marvelous, over to you.
Aha, apo tiri kunzwa isu kune gweta vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yakaitika kubulawayo. Vari kuti ivo semaonero avo vanofungidzira kuti mapurisa vachakwanisa kunge vachitarisa nyaya iyi uyezve zvinhu zvichinyatsoongororwa kuti chii chaizvo chakaitika uyezve tigozowana isu pachizopuwa mutongo wakanaka panyaya iyoyi. Saka ndo zvirikutaurika ipo pano, asi tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu nyaya yechirwere checoronavhairas kana kuti COVID-19 icho charura pasi rose uyezve munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 36 uyezve vana ndo vakashaya, vamwewo 9 vachikwanisa kunge vachikunda chirwere ichi. Asi zvizhinji zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi, Gibbs, there's a lot happening because I spoke to a gentleman who was actually speaking to me in Mozambique. Mm-hmm. He said he's also apparently the embassy, the Zimbabwean embassy in Mozambique, were also giving people the opportunity to repatriate home.
So now we are happy that many people are sending us so many videos and audios. Here's a gentleman that sent us a video from South Africa. Can you listen to what he said about coronavirus, COVID-19, and their challenges?
Magadi magadi wa shamara wa studio 7. I was tiriko zedu tiriko munom tirimunom South Africa matunanga tishumbo tsanga wati shirawani marara miro wati parisi no sonu wakati umira no utitaka vari wane lockdown yeripo ye coronavirus yagata afekta wakanyanya sesu wamu na uti wana watai shandi ya isusu wantoro uti no work, no pay. To send them to India. And after I was looking at my trucks, I was going to come back to India.
So that's one of the people there, Marvelous, who sent us a video. You know, he's talking about their situation, the situation that they're facing.
Yes, Gibbs, I think, you know, it's a common situation that is facing a lot of Zimbabweans who are based in South Africa, actually. Because like he says, it's pay as you go. If you are not going to work, you're not getting paid. So a lot of, he's actually explaining there that he used to work for some Indians, and he believes that the company also sold, I think, the vehicles that they were driving or something like that. So he's wishing that by the time this corona ends, they'll be recalled to work. But he's not very sure, because he's saying that he's heard a lot of rumors about the company having sold some of its vehicles. But this is a common situation, especially for Zimbabweans in South Africa. But like I said, also we're hearing from Zimbabweans in places like Mozambique, for example, who are also saying, you know, they also would like to repatriate back to Zimbabwe because they can't pay their rentals, they can't buy their food. Even in Botswana, also we have Zimbabweans who are over there who've also been saying the same thing, because this corona is literally affecting people in different ways. And we've also seen, you know, in some cases, that there are some families that are actually, you know, now separated from their loved ones, because some got stuck in South Africa when they've gone to order some stuff there, and they can't return back to Zimbabwe because the borders are locked. So this is the situation that we're seeing.
Mr. Stole, maybe just to wrap it up with you, I was telling you something very similar to the kusukela lamhlanje kusiya phambili ikhesi yenu leyi liza kuhambisa njani ngamafutshane sibili uzoze sigqetisa la ngesikyo kuba khona bo.
Right. Ngamafutshane ngathi njengoba sitshile ukuthi amapolisa siwakhangele ngolihlo lwekhozi konke okuzayenzakala. Into esizayenzakala ukuthi simelele ukuthi basitshele ukuthi osezaphatha indaba leyi ngubani. Njalo lowo muntu sikhangelele ukuthi abe ngumuntu i-rank engathi icacile okudlula labo bonke abakhangelele ukuthi baphenyisiswe lolo daba. Ngoba omunye wangkhona esikhangelele ukuthi kumele ukuthi abuzisiswe ngumuntu ole-rank ka-superintendent. Ngakho-ke okade ibamba kade u-assistant inspector sibona ukuthi hhayi kungani kungathi kuzathi kube kungani kuyamsinda. So bangasinika lowo muntu abazasinika yena esikhangelele ukuthi phakathi kwe-VIP yikho lapho esizaqhubeka khona, senza ama-identification parades, senzani lokunye lokhu.
Yes, tell her briefly, can you say that in English and then maybe in Shona, just to conclude there. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, going forward, we're looking at a situation whereby a person with a rank of and above of a superintendent or a superintendent must take over the investigation so that it gets to the bottom of this matter. We strongly believe that the person who is investigating now is of a junior rank, and that is definitely going to affect the manner in which he is going to investigate a superior. We are therefore looking forward to a situation whereby the police will advise us who is the next investigating officer, probably midweek, this week, mm-hmm. and then we'll take it up from there.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you say it in Shona? Then, secretly, the corner for it. Watch, I guess Shona, so as Hambelaj.
Tagata Risra would be Muno Anokona Kuya Aji Fayanya Amimuno, Anen Yembe, no food at the superintendent, can I with the superintendent? Says one or Mumuwe, but two Fungitra would be Anofara Wumbo. Sewa Muno wa superintendent nevamwe wake then itozo wona kuti tichienda mberi tinofamba sei.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stole, and have a lovely evening. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. So that is Mr. Stole, marvelous. Ngobani Stole is representing three ladies that were actually assaulted, allegedly beaten up by the police. We use alleged because this case is going to court, so they're trying to be safe here. Yes. So now, I think maybe he wants to say his last word before he leaves. Your last word, sir, Stone.
Thank you. Look, it's going to be very fruitful. At the end of the day, we strongly believe that the manner in which this matter is being handled and the manner in which it is being publicized, it will give confidence to everybody who is following it, and those that are found to be on the wrong side of the law will be sanctioned as such. We really appreciate the role that the media is playing in this matter. And going forward, I think the relations between the police and the society are going to improve.
Thank you so much and goodbye. Thank you so much. So that is totally there. You know, the gentleman is very confident that the case will go according to plan. So let's see what is going to happen.
Aiwa apo tanga tichikunzwa kubva kuna vasitole vanovaivo gwetsa rakamirira vamwe madzimai vari kunzi ivo vakawanikwa vachishungurudzwa nemapurisa madzimai matatu. Saka vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vane shuwiro kana kuti vane tarisiro yekuti nyaya iyi ichawanikwa iyo ichizokwidzwa kumusoro uyezve pachazowanikwa ipo pachigadziriswa. Tinotora mukana unoyu zvakare pana El Hassan Ahmed ari kuti hallo. Thank you for the great service you are rendering to the continent in general and Zimbabwe in particular. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Saka sekutaura kwatikuita panapa tiri pa pre-recorded show, zvinoreva kuti muchazoiona munguva inotevera. Saka tinotenda vese vanoramba vachidzoka tichionesana ipo pano patiri kutaura nezvechirwere checoronavirus uyezve tichitaurawo zvakare nezviri kuitika munyika. Tanzwa apo panga pari kutaurwa ipo kuti pane madzimai vakawanikwa vachishungurudzwa kuBulawayo.
So now there are also several other issues, you know, issues to do with employment quotas in South Africa. Remember what the South African Labour Minister said today. The Labour Minister said, you know, starting from today, they are going to have certain jobs, you know, reserved for South Africans, like maybe a certain quota to South Africans, and then you can have the rest of the people occupying those places of employment. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, many Zimbabweans are saying that they work in the catering industry. Yes. And then some also work in different places like security. They're being labeled as security guards and all those kind of things. So, mm-hmm. so now, those are very critical jobs. And so the question is, what is going to happen to them? So, but then some people are saying, go back home and do something to your country and have all those kind of things. But there's a lady here who says, no, you know, going back to Zim is not the solution. Mm-hmm. Find a solution on your own and see what you can do. So now let's bring a video of this lady. Her name is Katie Olupatla. She's based in Botswana. So let's hear what she's saying about this kind of situation. So there she goes.
Studio 7. Mini kamalami ngikhethwele uphahla. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngodaba lwabantu basekithi baseZimbabwe abase South Africa. Labo kuthiwa babiselwe ekhaya. Yebo siyakuzwa ngenxa yesimo esikhona okokuthi sebebulawa yindlala abantu. Kodwa ngibona kule challenge enkulu. I-challenge ekhona ngeyokuthi kanti nxa kade abanye bangikhona bengasebenzi vele beza ekhaya khona lekhaya kuyini abazafika bakwenze. Ngokunjalo sibonile ama-prizes amabhasi ukuthi amanye yi-600 ungela luggage and then khanya kunzima. Ubusuthola ukuthi omunye umuntu lokho wabuya e-South Africa kule 10 years akazaka thumele wona umgodla wempuphu ekhaya namhlanje uyahamba futhi elengisizandla ekhaya khona ngale kulobunzima thizeni uzafika adleni kanti khona ngale khaya. I-challenge yonke leyo asazi. Nginanzelela ukuthi ayilanda akulandawo engela foreigner kulalizwe elingela foreigner of which nxa kuzathi sokule simo esinje iSouth Africa ikhethe ukuthi ayiniki abantu baseZimbabwe. Mina into engimangazayo ukuthi eSouth Africa somaZimbabwe kuphela phi aseSouth Africa but abantu bamazwe wonke jikelele bagcwele baseSouth Africa but I think every time ingoma yeZimbabwe Zimbabwe mina angikuzwisisi or mhlawumbe inzondo mhlawumbe kuyini angikuzwisisi. Ngoba sibaningi sisemazweni kodwa iZimbabwe iye phuma phambili. Angazi izihlobo zami ngiyabona.
So now Kethwelu Phahla is not impressed at all that Zimbabwe is always in the news. You know, she's saying that there are so many countries, but it seems as if Zimbabwe is the one coming top of the news. So she's saying, you know, there's a problem there. Why Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe all the time? And she's saying, okay, you guys want to go back home. What are you going to do there? What are you going to eat? You know, there's a problem. You left home and went to South Africa. Now you're going back home empty-handed. And what do you expect to do there? That's a problem, right?
Yes, and I think, you know, it's a valid question, but for those that, you know, I've had the privilege to speak to, they are actually saying it's better for you to suffer when you're in your home turf than, you know, in a foreign land. So they are saying, you know, the situation in some of these countries, the neighboring countries where Zimbabweans are, is really desperate at the moment. So that's why some of the people are deciding to go back home. Mm-hmm. But I can understand her point that, you know, maybe this is not the best time to be making such a decision. But when we look at how Zimbabweans are living, you know, day to day, some people at the moment, like that gentleman that spoke to us right there from South Africa, was saying that, yes, I think, you know, we could tell from his apartment, it looked like he lived in a very nice apartment, but things are bad because he doesn't know where his next paycheck will come from because the companies right now are not really communicating as to the future of some of these employees that are in our neighboring countries like South Africa.
And that's a very big problem, right?
It is, yes. But I can also understand the previous caller or the previous video that we just had where the lady is saying, you know, she feels, you know, if you go back home with nothing, you suffer worse at home. But people have got their own reasons of why they would like to repatriate back to Zimbabwe.
And we saw that the permanent secretary, information secretary, actually posted something on Twitter indicating that there are over 500 people who have actually returned home. But some of them are ex-convicts, you know? Mm. And there are indications that maybe some people are very unsteady about this issue, especially in Maswingo. I guess we've got a correspondent there who actually intended to find a story to say people are feeling very uncomfortable. They think that maybe they're going to have serious problems some of the people who are returning home. So, but as a reminder, in Zimbabwe, there are already 36 cases of coronavirus COVID-19, and already 9 people have recovered, which is a good thing. And then there are 4 deaths. And out of the people that have been tested, we see that there are 11,644 rapid screening tests, and then 9,872 polymerase chain reaction tests. So these have got to do with the different ways of, you know, testing people. Some are rapid, some are targeted. So then that becomes the difference between these two. So now when we look at the other issue, Marvelous, in which people are complaining about the masks. You know, they're saying these masks may end up, you know.
The testing itself. I did a story late on Thursday where a businesswoman was saying that, you know, after the government requested that people test before they go back to work, before they reversed that ruling, she went to one of the laboratories in Harare. And she said, they were testing you, you know, I think it's the rapid test, but they were busy giving out the results right there, not in confidence. They would shout, Mr. Dube, negative. Mm-hmm. Mr. Yanguye, negative or positive. And one woman actually who was there at the same time tested positive for the coronavirus, and she nearly fainted because they just shouted her results. So when we look at the mask, it's the same thing that, you know, people, there's always, you know, a lot of myths attached to some of these things. Mm-hmm. I know, like, on some of the WhatsApp groups, people are, you know, writing a lot of stuff about the masks, that they will cause you to do this and that, you know, some things that are now being discounted by medical professions, saying, no, it's really just covering you and protecting you from, you know, contracting or spreading the coronavirus itself.
Yeah, so coronavirus COVID-19. So I'm going to say, Vule, I'm video. Coronavirus was an illobo zima. Ubabalo, who's a plum tree. Akalimuzwe ukututhini kodwa balolo.
Ngiyabingelela igama Confidence Ndlovu endaweni yase Plumtree. Ngikhuluma nje ngiqondanisa lesikhathi leso se-lockdown. I-lockdown siyibona sibili kuvikelwa umkhuhlane we-coronavirus ukuthi ungamemetheki. Kodwa okukhona-ke ukuthi siwuvikela lowo mkhuhlane sizabulawa indlala. Ngoba okukhona ukuthi sesifana labantu ababalekela izulu besiyacesha edamu. Ngendlela enanzelela ngayo isikhathi esinje besidinga ukuthi uhulumende asebenzima ukuthi apha abantu kudla. Yebo amasaka abantu bayathola. Kodwa ke abanye abathole. Kuba nzima kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu ba ngenza njani ngoba kunjalo nje impuphu iyadura. U 50 kg ngikhuluma nje uyabe yi 500 rand 450 uthenga amarandi kuphela. So kunzima kakhulu bakithi. Sicela uhulumende asisize, uhulumende asisize into ezifana lokudla ngoba sokunzima la. Ngiyabonga.
So this gentleman, Marvelous, is saying that the situation is really bad, you know, and people don't have any food and, you know, he's in Plumtree. He's saying that government should actually chip in and help people because the situation is very critical. Can you chip in there?
I think this is, you know, what most people are saying, that, you know, as much as the lockdown is good, but the biggest hurdle right now is lack of food. They are saying that they have not yet received some of the food that was, you know, supposed to be distributed by government. And also that money, I don't know, you know, to all the people that I've been speaking to on some of the programs I've had, they are saying that that money, that 200 bond, they have not received it yet to help them, even if it won't buy a lot, because 200 RTGS won't buy you too much. But they are saying it's better than nothing. So I agree with the gentleman there, speaking about, you know, the issue of food. kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema chema vachitaura nyaya iyo yechikafu, kuti nyaya yechikafu ndo iri kunetsa, kuti lockdown ingabatsira zvayo kuti vanhu vasabatwe nechirwere checoronavirus, asi vazhinji vari kuchema nzara. Tiri kuona avo mukwasha vanga vari kutaurapo vari kuPlumtree vachitaura ivo nenyaya iyoyi, vachiti nyaya yenzara ndo yanetsa. Uyezve tiri kunzwa vamwe vari kutaura vachiti mari yakange yakanzi ichapiwa vanhu nehurumende ma200 RTGS vazhinji havasati vaiwana. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika. So Gibbs, I was just talking about the issue of the government subsidies. From most of the people that I've spoken to, they are saying they have not yet received any of the money that was promised.
Now, there's a guy who's in Mozambique, like what you said, who wants to, he wants to be heard. You know, he sent us an audio. So let's try it here and hear what he's saying.
Magadi ko mese. Inini panapindetwa Nesbet Munjanja. Ndiri kumaputo pari zvino. Ndiri mulockdown. Manje nzara mazuva achina wandisa. Saka tiri kumbobatsirwa naEmpas kuti tiende kumba. That is so far from Monday. Tikasika kubva Monday zvichienda mberi. Togona kupinda mudzira kuenda kumba. Asi hurumende haina mari, saka tichashandisa mari dzedu dzemabhazi kuti vatitakure kuenda kuZimbabwe. Ndo zvimiriro yatinacho kuno. Pretend.
So there you are. Mm-hmm.
So we're hearing there, the gentleman there is actually in Maputo. He's saying, he's talking about the same issue of hunger. He's saying the biggest problem that he's facing there in Mozambique, in Maputo, is hunger, lack of food. And he's saying that from today, which is Monday, the government is assisting them to repatriate back to Zimbabwe. But the government has no money and they've been asked to pay for their own transport. So that program actually starts today. From what he's saying, he's saying that from today, Zimbabweans in Mozambique who want to be repatriated back home are being assisted by the embassy, but you have to pay for your way, just like those in South Africa. When we spoke last week, when they were saying they are required to pay 600 or 500 rands. So this gentleman here is just saying the situation is lack of food is driving him to go back to Zimbabwe, and he's going to start being repatriated today, Monday.
Yes, and we have got Mr. Pilip Kaule of ZANU-PF. You know, he's talking about challenges being faced by Zimbabweans in South Africa and back home. So he's saying those in South Africa, he knows they've got a very, very serious problem. And he knows still that these are the same people that are supplying Zimbabweans with a lot of food and all those basic necessities. So he says they must be patient. And in terms of food, that is being distributed to different people. He's saying that, the government is trying by all means to actually support poor families. So let's hear what Mr. Kaule is saying about all these things.
Kubuhlungu kakhulu, Foyt Gibbs, kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakithi abase Botswana labase South Africa, abase South Africa abase Botswana sebeswela ukudla. Abanye bakhona abase South Africa sebebuyela eZimbabwe. Kubuhlungu konoko ngoba bona abantu esibakhangeleyo bona abasebeswela ukudla yibo esibathembileyo abayibo abasikhangeleyo ngapha kwelethu kweZimbabwe, ikakhulu okumhlubulweni wethu lo ngapha sikhangele sithembele bona bana yibo abasi abaphilisa izimoli zabo. Ngokunjalo kathesi ngabona sebeswela ukudla sebephenduka besiza ngapha ekhaya, se udubo lwethu selwengeze kile solungezelelwe udubo lwethu. Sesilo dubo olukhulu olumangalisayo kakhulu. Ngokunjalo abantu bakithi njalo bazwele ukutheni bafika njalo bazamele bahlale ezindaweni bengakahlali lezimuli zabo kuze bebonakale ukuthi abana umkhuhlane we corona lo. Ngokunjalo kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu engiyikhangelela ukuthi ngabe nje iSouth African government iyasizwela incedise kakhulu ingenele. Incedisa abantu bakithi ngoba njengakuzwekazi le-Africa kuthiwa singabandlululani singakhethani. Ngabe nje abantu bakithi beSouth Africa khona ngale hulumende ethi yasizwela la incwadise lezi zimuli zakithi ezikhona ngale eSouth Africa. Njalo le Botswana layo ngiyibona ikhafula abantu bakithi kakhulu, kodwa bafuna ukuthi abantu bakithi babasebenzele kuthi ngaso kuyizikhathi lezi bebalahla kube kade ngabe babagcinile khona ngale, babona ukuthi kumemetheka komkhuhlane lokhu akuqhubeki, bebagcinile labo babanika lokudla njengohulumende walelo lizwe. Njengathi njengoba selilizwe seliZimbabwe sinje sikhangelelene ukuthi njengoba umakhelwane bethu bazasiphathisa lati layo, ngoba lati singeke sixotshe izizalwane zingasizo za leli lizwe, kodwa simile sincedisane ngesikhathi esinjengalesi. Yikho ukuthi siqede udubo lo lesihlangana lalo. Ngoba into engiyinanzelelayo ukuthi thina leSouth Africa leBotswana siyadingana kakhulu, ngoba silobudlelwane obugcwele kakhulu obokuthi lanxa umumo lo singawubambanga kuhle uzasihlupha kwesikhathi eside. Ngoba emabhoda ethu vele abantu bakithi bayeqa amabhoda, abanye bakhona bayachapha amabhoda bengalazi incwadi okungekho emthethweni besiya kwele South Africa, kumbe bevela kwele South Africa besiza kwele Zimbabwe, kumbe vele bengena kuwona lawo mazwe engiwabalayo iBotswana leSouth Africa. Ngako kudingeka ukuthi sibe nendlela yokusebenzelana kuhle, singaphathani nje ukuthi abantu begcine sebengani bayabaleka ngale ngokungaphatheki kuhle, abanye sebeswela ukudla, abanye sebeswela njalo. Indlela ezinjengalezo mbonane zingasenzele kuhle. Ngokunjalo ohulumende bamele bakhulumisane kube nendlela ukuthi abantu izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibanjwa kuhle kulawa mazwe. Okunye njalo engikubonayo Gipsy ukuthi emumeni onje njengathi thina amazwe eAfrika sikhuluma njengamazwe eSadak, kumele sitshengise ukubambana. Ukubambana kwethu kungabi yilokwana kokubambana amehlo kuphela, sikhuluma ngakho sikhuluma manga. Ukubambana kwethu kumele kuvele esikhathini ezinzima ezinjengazenezi. Ngawoke ngiyaqala ukuthi iSadak ayingenele ikhangele ukuthi amazwe la into abayenzayo kayicini ihlukuluza izizalwane zeZimbabwe. Ngenxa ukuthi thina ilizwe lethu ngani siyasilela, siyaswela. Ukuswela kwethu sokusenza thina sibe ngani sesikhahlanyizwa. Abantu bakithi sebehlutshwa, sebehlupheka, sebefike khona ngale sebeswele ukudla, sebephenduka ngapha lakubese hayi akulungisiswe khonoko. Ohulumende abakhulumisane leSadak la ingenele ibone ukuthi abantu ilungelo labantu kalephulwa ngokuthi abantu baphathwe ngochuku ngendaba yecorona, ngendaba yomkhuhlane wamaChina lo osihluphile umhlaba wonke jikelele.
So what Mr. Kaole is talking about here is quite a lot, marvelous, you know. One of the issues is on, you know, the pain that is faced by these people that live in South Africa and Botswana. He says it's so painful to the extent that, you know, all the problems that they are going to face now are going to be more than what they are experiencing, because they are going back home with nothing and they are going to suffer because of that. So he says at the end of the day, SADC should actually play a key role in terms of, you know, policing all this kind of the problem. So that, there are relations, according to him, between Botswana, South Africa, and other SADC countries, which need to be cemented. So he says, at the end of the day, if these people actually move back to Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. it's going to create a problem, not only for Zimbabweans, but for South Africans and Tswanas, because at the end of the day, they won't have people to work in different industries. They are South Africans and Botswanas that can work certain things, jobs, I mean. So, but they cannot actually occupy all the jobs. So there's some essential services and so forth. So it's really, really feeling like, you know, something is wrong here, right? Mm-hmm. So that's his case.
Aiwa, apotanga trukunzu wakubwa kunawa, believe gaule bashitaura ibo pamsoro pezuri kuitika panyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvimwe zviri kuSouth Africa nekuBotswana zviri kunyaya yanga iri kutaurwa nyaya yekuti South Africa ichange yakupa ruling kana kuti mutongo wekuti vamwe vanhu vapiwe mabasa veimomo munyika yayo yeSouth Africa iyo, saka vari kuti iwo panozopera COVID zvichaomera vanhu vakawanda nekuti kunyangwe zvapo pane mabasa akawanda anokwanisa kunge achishandwa nevanhu vekuZimbabwe, asi vamwe vanhu pari zvino vari kutarisirana kuti vadzokere kumusha, asi zvinhu zvinogona kuzovaomerawo nekuti ikoko kuSouth Africa mabasa akawanda, unyange achinzi maessential services iwaya. Tiri kuona iyo hurumende yeSouth Africa ichiti achanga akupiwa kune zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vasati vapa kune vamwe vanhu. uye zvetinoona kuti vanhu vekuZimbabwe ndo vanobata mabasa akawanda nyanya mumahotera vamwe vachiitawo mabasa akasiyana siyana saka apa vanga vari kungotaurawo vachitaura zvingangozowanikwa zvichisangana nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvinenge zvadzokera kumusha zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Gibbs.
So we see that, you know, back home, there are several people that don't know what to do if they are under quarantine, you know. So they are not sure whether to actually stay in those places or just to leave. Some of them, we are told that they are just escaping one way or the other. You know, maybe midnight, somebody just disappears and so forth. Because, you know, when you put people in certain places, you must give guidelines on what to do. And then give them food, those basics, you know. So they are saying in some of those places, the basics are lacking. So ke kunjalo ke mavula singazi ukuthi wena uzokuthwa uhamba njani endaweni lezo.
Mhm.
Yeah, over to you.
Tirikuona vamwe panguva ino iyi yekorona vazhinji vari kuti ivo vari mulockdown imomo vari kushaya kuti saka zvii chaizvo zvavanenge vari kuita panguva iyi. Asi takaona vana chiremba vachitaura ipo pano kuti haisi nguva yekuti vanhu vativo vakuda kuenda kumamisha kunoshanyira hama neshamwari. Inguva yekuti ugare paunenge uri ipapo kuitira kuti usatapurire vamwe chirwere kana kuti iwewe usabatewo chirwere. Ndozviri kutaura vana chiremba kuti haisi nguva yekuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachifamba vachienda kunoshanyira vamwe. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kutaurika panhingirikiri panyaya iyoyi yekoronavhairasi. Andiri kuona Teresa Dangwa ari kuti ishi hanzi zvakuru kutsva kumusana nemudumbu for our fellow Zimbabweans. Saka Pastor Teresa Dangwa vari kutaurawo vari kuNew York uko. Tichamboti tivadeedze kuti vagozouya ipo pano pachirongwa timbonzwawo kuti kwakamira sei nekuti chirwere checoronavhairasi chanyanyotekeshera kunzvimbo yeNew York kunyange havo ivo havagare havo mutown chaimwe yeNew York vanoti garei kunze mbichana. But New York ndo imwe yenzvimbo dzawanikwa idzodzi vanhu vakawanda vachibatwa nechirwere icho checoronavhairasi. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti chokwadi chirwere ichi vanhu vari kutsva mudumbu uyezve mazimbabwenzi nyanya kuti kwaunenge uri kunze kwenyika kungadai kuri kusouth africa kana kumozambique kana kubotswana vanhu vari kushungurudzwa ikoko uyezve Gibbs, we are seeing that Teresa Dangwa was just writing she's actually in New York, so I was just saying one of these days I think we need to invite her so she can just give us an update as to what's going on in New York since it's one of the epicenters of the coronavirus. But I think, you know, the situation for Zimbabweans at this time is very dire, especially looking at what South Africa is now saying, where they're now saying that some of those essential services or jobs must be given to South Africans first. And with our workforce from Zimbabwe being, you know, one of the biggest, you know, workforce that's there in South Africa. So it's a sad case that after COVID-19, after all these lockdowns, we're going to see a lot of people being affected negatively. Some will have lost their jobs. Also, you know, some will have no jobs to go to because some industries won't be able to open up. But I think that's what also Mr. Gauli was saying right there. But over to you.
Now, we've got Dr. Rudo Kumbo. She's actually showing people how to wear masks. And, you know, she's been very much active in showing people many things about what to do during the coronavirus COVID-19 crisis. So there she is. Let's hear what she's saying about wearing a mask.
Njoba lisazi ukuthi kulezi suku sizama ukulixwayisa ngegciwane lelokuthiwa yi-coronavirus. Le yimask abayibiza besithi N95. Kule mhlobo ye-HN mina ngizalitshengisa ukuthi le igqokwa njani. Uyayithatha le mask uyibeke esandleni okunje, so uqede lapha ubona ukuthi kulama-elastic angabe khona, uwabeke ngasese kwesandla sakho, cine inje le mask. Kanti uqede lapha usufaka ngathi ebusweni bakho okunje, umbombothe ubuso bakho. Ubusuthatha imask ibanga laphansi ulifake ngemuva kwendlebe, ubusuthatha elesibili ubusulifaka ekhanda. Ukuthi uzobona imask le ihlezi kuhle, kuyafanele uphefumulele phakathi phakathi kwayo, uyibone ingena ivalela okohlobolu nje liyabona ukuthi imask iyayehla ukutshengisa ukuthi imask le ivalekile anti uhlu lapha kule nto yensimbi okufanele uyifithise ungakunanzelisilisa imask le ngigqoke ngendlela efanele iphefumule naphakathi kwayo njalo umoya awuyi emihle nami imask le manje usufikile endlini kumbe ngemva kwamakhola amane ukuthi uyikhipha njani kuqakathekile ukuthi ungayibambi phambili imask ngoba igciwane liyaselikhona emaskini nxa ugqoka imask kufanele uthathe isandla sakho usingenise kuzintambo lezi zerekeni lala ube usukhiphela imask le phambili kanje uyilahlele lapho ufanele uyilahle khona ngiyabona
So right, that's the way to wear a mask. Do you know how to do it, Marvelous? Or you are like a certain president who actually tried to wear a mask and can you wear yours? Let's see whether you can manage to wear yours.
I hope you don't.
Yeah.
I hope I won't have that accident like what we saw President Ramaphosa trying to wear his mask live on air and, you know, and I'll have memes made about me. But basically, I think from what she was telling us, you have to cover your mouth and your nose. So there we go. This one is mine. So mine is, it's made out of cloth. So I can wash it.
Or that.
Cover my eyes. Not like that innovative guy from Chinoy. Remember the one with the hat? No. The doctor said, Because otherwise you'll have an accident if you can't see where you're going. The innovative man from Chinoy. And this black duku covering the whole face. The doctor who was on a program that I was on said, no, you can't do that. As much as he was saying he's protecting himself, he said you have to leave your eyes open so you can see where you're going.
And I guess the guy was suffocating in that brown thing, right?
So interesting take there.
Yes, so guys, Rwandaba. Kulama mask pelachie neo emhlabeni abantu bafakayo. Lami la mask bengizayifaka nje namhlanje kodwa ke because you know this is something. It's tricky. You can even cover your eyes. You know.
I'm telling you. You see, people were laughing at the South African president when he tried to wear his mask live after his address. But it's very easy to get lost in the whole dynamics of how to wear it properly. But basically, they say that you have to cover your nose and your mouth. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but interesting times ahead. But you know that here in DC, you cannot go to the shops without your mask. So it's now a requirement that you, wherever you're going, you have to have a mask, just like in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, we haven't been able to kuluma ukuthi ubangazane bavaleka xa ukuthi begqokile. So a mask, like what the doctor is showing us, you must breathe in and breathe out and make sure that it vibrates, you know. When it doesn't do that, you're wearing it the wrong way. So as long as you can blow a kengi, you know, from the way you'll be sitting, it's useless, you know. It's like you're taking a lot of air in and taking a lot of air out. And so you're infecting people and actually infecting yourself as well. And, you know, those kind of things. So as you know, kunjalo, into zokugqoka ama mask lezi, ziyakhathaza ukunyomangalisayo. Unamaphosa wavala amehlo, uMavelas uyakhwifaya kuhle, kodwa ke uMphosa wavalile. So you know things happen, but then people back home are also complaining about food prices. They're saying why they are indoors. You know, a lot is happening. You know, because food prices are going up every minute. So that's a problem to Zimbabweans. So you can speak around that, and then maybe we can conclude. But before concluding, you know, my wife made a mask for me. You see this?
Oh wow!
Yeah, so
made with love.
Yeah, so you know, it's easy to put it like that.
Oh, that's very nice, actually.
You see that?
Yes.
There you are. Can you see me?
Yes, we can. You see, next time I think we'll actually host a show when we are wearing our masks.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should. And it just needs a bit of adjustment here and there. But I think I'm okay. So our time is up, Marvelous. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. In fact, we had one guest, Mr. Stole. Stole, who is a legal practitioner. practitioner. Pastor signing office keeps you in Washington, Maryland. In Maryland.
I'm marvelous. Nsanganya huye ndisi taura ndrikuno ku Washington DC. Ndrikumba. Ngati sanganye zvakare. Pa Let's Talk ndira sikurukure mangwana. Bye bye.